Kelvin Davis joining us, MP for Te Tai Tokorau. Tēnā koe, Kelvin. Thanks for your time, Rami.
Ai, morena, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Let's just touch on Pat Hohepa, please. He's influenced so many, and certainly through his university work, but he's just been a wonderful advocate for Taha Māori concepts and kaupapa across so many decades, a larger-than-life character in many ways, Rangatira. How's he influenced the sort of bloke you are, Kelvin Davis?
Oh, look, he's an extremely influential person coming from a little valley called Waimaa that you pass through at the blink of an eye. But from that little valley in Hokianga, he just had such an influence. He was a scholar. His mind was huge. And I was talking to his widow at the Tangi the other day. She was saying that, you know, he was one of those kids that was trained from an early age, and he had a huge memory where he could remember back to his early childhood when he would sit and listen to discussions of the kaumātua where they would wānanga, and then he'd be asked to recall, even sometimes years later, what Uncle So-and-so said in 1973 or something like that. She said his brain was just huge, and he absorbed so much information and knowledge, and he also recorded it, a lot of it. So, you know, his work amongst the Pacific Islands, looking at the different or the similarities between all the languages in the islands and how it influenced Te Reo Māori, was just huge. It's fascinating reading, and he's a remarkable man, truly deserved to be knighted for his services to all of us, to the nation, not just Māori. And so he's a big loss. Unfortunately, he had poor health in the last few years. But, you know, what a legacy the man has left.
Well, he was a wonderful contributor. And, you know, we have to pause and reflect on just how lucky we are to have rangatira like that to who have helped guide our people across the decades. Moi moi rā. E patu. Waranga Tamariki, now let's talk about some of the issues here. As Māori becomes an increasingly hot topic, dual signage, etc., some obviously thinking that we might have pushed too far, the renaming of some organisations with reliel handles, whilst welcome in one way, also may reflect poorly if those organisations aren't tracking well. The likes of Waka Kotahi, Kāinga Ora, Oranga Tamariki, when they're not travelling well, they can sometimes come across as being Māori kaupapa. But quite obviously, they weren't. They're the renaming of Pākehā kaupapa going forward. Do you think that is still appropriate and still the right way for us to go, Kelvin?
Yeah, I can't believe that we're even having this discussion. I welcome the use of Te Reo Māori in any context, that we can't only have Māori names for things that are seen to be successful. We've got to have Māori names and just normalise the use of Te Reo Māori. I know people say, oh, Oranga Tamariki, they haven't earned the right to carry that name. Look, if we're going to be precious about our language like that, I think that we're not normalising it. We're making it an elite language, and, you know, to be honest, it scares people off. We've just got to make the use of Te Reo Māori normal, and stop being so precious about who uses it and when it's used. And I think that's a form of censoring. We just got to get out and use Te Reo in all circumstances, and just not be so protective and think that it can only be used for the good in the good times.
Tēnā koe, Oranga Tamariki. I see the former Police Commissioner Bush. It is a review shows there's just not enough staff to meet the needs. The multiple and constant reviews have resulted in confusion within Oranga Tamariki. From your understanding, what's being done?
Well, a lot's been done. You know, this is why I took on that role. I didn't realise the extent of the issues in the residences, but we have got in there, and since things came to light, we put Mike Bush in there and his team in there to really get to the bottom of things. He's done that. The staffing issue was a big thing, and there is training of staff going on now. We're also, with the spike in youth crime, there's also more young people in those residences, sadly, so there's even greater need for staff. The idea, though, is that we have the right people in there with the right skills and the right tools and equipment, and that also was an issue. But also the residences themselves, the builder them, they're about 25, 30 years old without anything being invested in them in that time, and that's an indictment on governments. And so, you know, we're starting that, well, we have started that investment. So there has been a lot of work going on since Mike went in and started his review. Before we even knew what he was going to say, there were things that started to happen. There's been a number of staff who have been held to account for their behaviour, and that's only appropriate. We've got to have the right people there, like I say, with the right skills, the right attitudes, the right tools to do the job.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, it's hot out there in election land and on the hustings. And I noticed a headline this morning that says Labor has a 0.2% chance of being in government, the worst result for a main governing party since the Great Depression, from the poll of polls. How discouraging can it be to some voters if they pick up that sort of headline and say, well, it's already done and dusted, I won't even bother? But that surely is not the way that you're reading your chances of a centre-left coalition getting the numbers needed here. What do you say of headlines of that nature, polls and headlines of that nature?
Yeah, well, it is frustrating because it's almost like they're creating the narrative that that's what's going to happen, and they don't want to be seen to be making these big, bold predictions and then being wrong on the day, so they keep doubling down and just creating that narrative, which is really frustrating. And I didn't see it in the last election when National was on its knees. So I think also there's just a bit of an attitude that towards the Labor government. And look, what we've been saying is that with the things that are at stake, Te Tiriti o Waitangi being one of them, what we need is a government of Labor, Greens and Māori Party that capture 51% of the vote. So we need everybody who can get out to go and get out. Those people who think that their vote doesn't have any mana or any power, totally wrong. If we block vote for those three parties that are committed to protecting Te Tiriti o Waitangi, we can turn this election around. And it means that, you know, we need people to get their nephews and their grandchildren who they're sitting on the couch and just think there's no point in voting to get out and vote. They can march them into the polling booth, they can register the vote and they can cast the vote, and it all takes about 5 minutes. You know, I think that that's a worthy use of your time if it means Te Tiriti o Waitangi is not going to be tampered with by the likes of David Seymour. So, you know, get out there and vote is the message to all Māori, and as long as you vote for that block, both the candidate vote and the party vote. Now, obviously, I want everyone to vote for me in Tai Tokerau, but look, if they don't like me, they don't like Labor, then you've got the Greens and Māori Party as well, because we need that block to get in order to protect Te Tiriti. And when we protect Te Tiriti, that means that governments still have obligations to make sure that Māori achieve equitable outcomes alongside everyone else in New Zealand. Without Te Tiriti, there is no obligation, there's no need for a Māori Health Authority because it's according to David Seymour, it's treating Māori differently to everyone else. And all we're saying is no, we want to have the same outcomes as everyone else, hence the need for it. So, you know, people have got to realise what is at stake in this election. I've been saying it for months now. Everything that we've done over the last 6 years for Māoridom is at stake, will be on the chopping block.
Tēnā koe. Just finally, as an example of kangaora and building in the provinces, I noticed that you and Willow Jean were part of an opening of the largest kangaora build in Kaitaia in decades, 13 new homes on Ōhotu Way. What does this say about the commitment from this government to building warm, dry, and these ones, or even solar panelled whare? How proud are you of a development of that nature in Kaitaia?
Very proud. Look, one of the mums who was moving in with her tamariki, I said, asked her, is this going to be your house? She said, yes. And I said, well, how are you feeling? She goes, oh, this only happens to rich people. And I just thought, oh my gosh, you know, that, well, it's fantastic that she's so happy. Her kids are beside themselves with excitement. But those 13 houses alongside, there was 37, I think, in Puriri Park in Whangarei. There's a number all around Taitokoro that have been built. There's many out in West Auckland that have been built by this government. It's, you know, it is part of our commitment. We're heading towards the 18,000 public houses, or state houses, as they used to be known, that we, you know, what we're heading towards to, the total we're heading towards to. We've got more after that lined up. When you compare that to the minus 1,200 houses that, you know, the 1,200 fewer houses when National left office than when they entered office under John Key. So, you know, I think we're making a real difference. It takes time to build these things. COVID, of course, slowed stuff down, but it's great to see that in Kaitaia, because we need them up here. There's another development in Kerikeri that the Kerikeri people, with their elitist views, don't like it because they say it's battery caging, or, you know, like hens in a hen house squashed together. I think that it's a terrible attitude, and just goes to show that really they don't want state house residents living next to them, and I just think that's terrible.
As always, thanks. All the best on the hustings through the week. It's really heating up, and I look forward to our next conversation. Thanks, Kelvin.
Kia ora, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Thanks for tuning in at 7:40.